Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Hey, everybody. Yes, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm joined by my main man, Mr. B.
Howdy.
And my other main man, Mr. B.
Hey.
Got the B&B.
Just kidding.
Got the B&B going on.
Yeah, we still need to come up.
We need to come up with another.
Well, a name for Brian.
For Brian, right.
But I kind of had some, but he wasn't down for him.
Well, he'll have to come up with his own little jingle.
Although right? I do have a combination of bro and muchacho. It's brachacho.
Brachacho.
What's up, brachacho?
Brachacho.
I like it.
I love
kinda
that.
Kind of manly in a way. I don't know.
Is he down with that?
Brian's my brachacho.
Is he leaving now?
No, he's just kind of wondering where I came up with that.
Well, we've got Sue Storm, the angel lady. Sue Storm, welcome to the show.
Oh, thanks. How you doing? Happy New Year. How many years is this, Dr. Pat? Is this five now?
We started with this time spot in 2004.
Okay.
That is like way more than 5 years.
Six?
No, 2004.
Five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten, 11, seven.
7 years.
I count on my fingers.
Yeah, but I actually started in 2003.
Okay.
But seven since you came on the show. In 2004, this week of 2004.
That's what I thought.
That is correct.
We're having an anniversary.
We are having an anniversary.
And seven is the number of philosophy. So that's basically what we do together.
You bet. And we take calls. Sue Storm, the angel lady, joining us here today. She has created something pretty amazing. Not only will she be able to tell you who your angels are, but if you have a question for them today on the show, if you have a question at all, we've actually got two ways for you to do that. The first way is to call in, and you're going to want to do this early. Brian, what did we call him? Brochacho?
Well, he put up Broseph Stalin, but I'm not really digging that one. Let's work on it.
Yeah.
I know. Pat just gave the.
Can I make a comment?
You may make a comment.
Brian is the angel of relationships.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Okay.
All right. We might have. He's thinking about that one a little bit.
Think about that. Bromance.
A bromance. Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah. He's got his
bromance.
Perfect.
That's perfect. Bromance. Beautiful. So here's the way we're going to do it today, everybody. If you want to call in, if you don't know who your angels are, and if you want the angels to help you, this show is about setting intentions and starting off the new year, right, Sue? So
yes,
this is going to be the show.
Yeah.
Where if you want some help, if you haven't, the phone's ringing now.
Well, if you're in a bromance, too, and you need some help with that.
Or if you're not in a bromance and you need some help with that. So is bromance is for the man? Is womance for the woman?
I would agree with that.
There we go. 1-800-930-2819. Come on and give us a call. We're going to be picking up your calls, getting you in the queue. If you cannot call in and you want to come through our instant feedback system, go to drpatlive.com. And while you're there, just on the right-hand side, go ahead and ask your question. Or go to transformationtalkradio.com on the right-hand side, ask your question. And if you're listening through CBS, Benny, the best way to get your feedback in instant message on CBS is?
NewSkyRadio.com or PsychicOnAir.com.
And we'll be taking your calls, 1-800-930-2819. And while we're doing that, Sue, 2012, what do the angels say this means, that 2012 means for all of us?
I believe it's just like your transformation talk radio. It's transformation. It's going from what needed to be cleaned up and changed and ended to what's new and exciting and peaceful. And I think it's a transformation.
So what does that mean for people? What kind of preparation do we need?
I'm sorry, separation? I didn't get that.
What kind of preparation do we need?
From the old to the new? Is that what you're Oh, okay. Basically, and this is what the angels are saying to me, is removing guilt and fear and revenge and jealousy and, you know, putting those old emotions aside that the angels don't have and really don't recognize, and just moving forward with love and peace and fulfillment. That's their hope for all of us.
And, you know, let's talk about sort of Sue Storm the Angel Lady for a minute.
Do we have to?
Yeah, because Benny and I talked about ourselves. We actually went through the four agreements. You know the book by Don Miguel?
Okay.
We went through the four agreements, and we read the four agreements, and each of us had to score where we think we are with each agreement. Because I interviewed Don this morning, and, you know, that book is still one of my all-time favorite books, right? And it is one of the simplest in terms of conceptual, right? And one of the more difficult concepts to apply in life. And so we just kind of went through the book this morning and the four agreements, and we each kind of scored ourselves on how well we're doing with each of those.
Do you want to score me? Is that what we're going to do?
Ooh. Oh, we do. Wow. Let's do it.
I'm still looking for a score from Brian on the first one.
Usually you get a notice before you're going to get tested here.
No, that's why I wasn't going to test you. I wasn't going to do that to you, but you brought it up, so the angels must be saying it's your time.
I'll take the challenge.
All right. So, and then I have Linda's score as well. So we'll be able to reveal them while we're getting callers into the show. For those of you that want to connect with your angels while we're doing this, give us a shout, 1-800-930-2819. Okay, the first agreement, Sue, is to be impeccable with your word. And, you know, Benny changed his score because once I read it, what the definition is, it's multidimensional. It says, speak with integrity, say only what you mean. Avoid using the word to speak against yourself or to gossip about others. Use the power of your word in the direction of truth and love. So we each had scores for that.
And the score is from 1 to 4? Is that
1 to 10.
1 to 10.
Now,
oh, okay.
Linda.
I would say I'm at least a 9 3/4 on
there
that.
There you go.
Wow. That's what we thought.
And actually, Linda has sent in her score, Benny.
8.9999. Oh, okay.
Okay.
Well, one of the things I found, Dr. Pat, is because I am the angel lady, people really listen to what I say and they follow it. So I have to be very careful, even when I'm just talking as myself, to be perfect in my words. So
yeah.
I make a point of that.
And, you know, I've had to do that, too, and I learned that over the years. The second agreement is don't take anything personally.
That's a little tougher for me, but I would say I'm probably a 7.
All right, you're a 7 on that. I'm pretty high on that.
Okay.
I'm pretty high. Linda is a 3.1.
She's with me.
She's a 3.1.
She's with me.
She's with you, right. They're twins. Okay, the third agreement, right, and this is a book that is one of my all-time favorite books, but, you know, he's done an illustrated version of it, and so I had to read it again.
Okay.
The third agreement is don't make assumptions.
I didn't hear it. The third agreement was what?
Don't make assumptions.
Don't make assumptions.
Don't make assumptions.
I'm pretty good at that because I have the angels to help me with reason and rationale, so I would say I'm a 9.5 on
all
that.
All right. This is the one that I needed a little help on. Because I do make assumptions. I fill in the blank, right, a lot of times. And so that one is that. Okay. And Linda on that one was a 6.5. But she says, I can ask questions, but can't say what I really want.
I want to know where you guys are getting these 10th scores. Like, I didn't come up with
it.
I got whole numbers over here.
Well, you know what? I don't know where they're coming up with
deep
that
deep answers
either.
On this one.
Yeah. I mean, the 9999. I mean,
well, that one's in
we
its
can
own,
go into the psychology of that, but we'll wait. Okay. The fourth agreement is always do your best.
I didn't hear it again.
Always do your best.
Always do my best. Yes, that's the one that has stuck with me. I read the book many years ago. And that has always stuck with me. And I guess I would say I'm very close to a 10, 9.75.
I know, me too.
I really try to do my best.
All right. So let's go to the phones because we'll get back to some of this. We're taking your calls here with Sue Storm, the Angel Lady. If you don't know your angels and would like to know them, you can give us a shout. 1-800-930-2819. If you have a question and you're having a hard time figuring out what goals, what intentions you want to set for this year, give us a call. We'll get you some help. Mr. Benny, what do you want to do? Should we go to the phones?
Yeah, let's start things off with Lisa from Seattle. She has a question about career and work.
Hey, Lisa.
Hey, hi there.
Hi. How can we help you today?
Okay, well, I have a question. I'm in sales and marketing, and since the market crashed in the end of 08, I've been finding it challenging to find a position that supports me financially. With all the money I need, I've been getting jobs, but it hasn't been quite enough. So I'm wondering if you can see, is there going to be a turnaround in this area anytime soon?
You know, it depends on the – I'm kind of stuttering here because it depends on the economy and different angels are talking to me. What I'd like to do, though, is give you a gift certificate to have a session with me because I'm really good at helping people find jobs. And I think, you know, you have a lot of potential. By the way, Marcus, M-A-R-C-U-S, is the angel of sales. I don't know that we have an angel of marketing, but that one probably should help you with that.
Well, then I have another question, if you don't mind, because I Yeah, it has to do with my health. And I've been having issues with high blood pressure, and the doctors can't seem to help it that much. The pills aren't really working, and I'm real sensitive to them all. And so now I'm kind of feeling like, oh, what am I going to do if the pills aren't helping and I've tried natural ways? I'm just wondering what the secret is.
I guess, can we talk about that at the same time? Is that okay?
You know what? Great.
Okay, good. So I'll give you my 800 number for you and anyone listening who wants to call me is 800-323-1790.
Wait, you know what I need to do is I don't have a pen.
We'll give it out again. We'll give it out so you can write it down. All right. Sue Storm, the Angel Lady, joining us here today. When we come back, we'll give you Sue's direct number. But for those of you that want to call into the show, want to find out what the angels have to say, and most importantly, want some help in setting some goals and intentions for this year, 1-800-930-2819. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
Are you looking for that special gift that will uplift, inspire, and give a heart a voice to express itself? Let our 365 messages of gratitude box diffused in English and French connect you daily with the essence of gratitude. Open daily a message of gratitude and gracefully move through your day. Offer this gift of gratitude to a hostess, a teacher, a mentor, an elder, anyone who inspires you to feel gratitude. Visit our Gratitude Living Boutique at explorationgratitude.com. That's explorationgratitude.com.
Are you at a crossroads? Feeling stuck? I'm Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. My gift is helping people who are in transition receive spirit-led guidance about their next steps. I offer private sessions via phone or Skype, intuitive development classes, and much more. Please visit my website, fogcitypsychic.com, to find out how I can help you move out of the fog.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, and I want to share something amazing with you. If you're sick of information and ready for an extreme transformation, then check out world-renowned energy healer Ann Taylor at FasterQuickerBetter.com. She's been creating miracles in tens of thousands of people's lives for over 16 years, and I'm one of those people. You too can easily do the same by simply listening to her recordings. If you want to miraculously eliminate fears, worries, and negative beliefs, then you owe it to yourself to purchase her amazing package, which includes over 50 pieces of healing work. Thanks to Anne's 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. hurry over to FasterBetterQuicker.com and finally experience the quantum leap in consciousness that you truly deserve.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit us at drdarvish.com, drdarvish.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. We have Sue Storm, the Angel Lady, joining us here today. And one of the things we want to let everybody know is that you have an opportunity to actually call into the show. And if you don't have your angels yet, Sue will be able to give them to you, as well as, you know, help with some of the direction for this year. We have a toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819, toll-free right here. It'll come right into the studio. Brian will pick it up. Or you can send us your message through instant feedback, which is at the drpatshow.com on the right-hand side. Or you could go to Transformation Talk Radio, and Beth from Virginia will get your question up here. Now, Sue, you had an idea of platform for today's show. Tell everybody about it.
Okay. So what happens is you make a New Year's resolution. You decide you're going to lose weight or find the person of your dreams or become more fit or exercise more often or be more successful, whatever it is. And then as time goes on, you're all fired up, and time goes on, and you think about it less, and you stick to it less, and you and by probably February or March, you're not on it at all, maybe not even remembering what your New Year's resolution was. So what I wanted to do was give you a simple little remedy. When you start to not think about it as much and stuff like that, do one and click your fingers. One, two, three, stop. And put your hand up and say stop. One, two, three, stop. And when you do that, start thinking about it again. It clears your mind, and then it makes it more, upfront. It makes you more in the present time. So my goal is to keep you positive and talk to the angels and let them help you. They're here to help you with your life's purpose. If part of your goal is to help you with your life, your angel will do that for you.
Outstanding. All right. We have got some callers backing up here, and we've got some instant feedback. Mr. Benny.
Let's head on down to Albuquerque, New Mexico. We have Moogie.
I would like to head on down right now and get some sunshine or something. Hi there. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hi. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Hi. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you as
Thank
well.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for taking my phone call. So I have a very good feeling about 2012. I know it's going to be a good year for me. And I'd like to know who my angel is. Also, I'd like to know something about my relationship.
Okay, let's start by giving you your angels, and then we'll get right to your relationship.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, is the angel of strength, and you're going to have more strength next year, more endurance. And your archangel is Gabriel, messages and communication. And then you also have Katrina. That's an angel to help you with the money situation. And Katrina is the angel of prosperity.
Okay.
Okay. Good.
So she also has a question, Sue, about relationships.
I need more information than that.
Well, I have some people in my life. How do I say? Well, I met somebody around the New Year's. Then I have some other special friends. Then I cannot really decide. I'm not intimate with anybody. But I really like the person, the newest person I met.
So the angels are stopping me right now and saying the newest person you met is the best of all of them. So follow through on that one.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but you know what? So, like, I met Kim, then he was supposed to call me, but he didn't. So, like, but he was very affectionate towards me, and he respects me so much, but I don't understand why he's not calling.
You know what? Here's the thing. I don't know if you got to hear the last show we did when I talked about the book, The Four Agreements by Don Miguel. Do you know that book?
No, I don't.
Okay, write it down because you want to get a copy of it. It's called The Four Agreements. And the first agreement we were talking about, and they're four very simple agreements, but they're not always easy to do. The first agreement is be impeccable with your word. What that means is that if you say you're going to do something or be something, that you do it. And if this is somebody that says they're going to call you and they don't call you, how does that make you feel?
Well, he didn't exactly tell me he was going to call me, but I just expected he was going to call me.
Oh, so you made an assumption.
That's the third
agreement. Don't make assumptions.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Well, you know, romance and relationships are really tricky, but they're on the plate for a lot of people today. It sounds like you kind of have the best of a lot of worlds. It sounds like you have a couple of people to choose from, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You're very lucky.
Yeah, right? The selection.
Yeah, I got to tell you, you're doing something right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, thank you. I hope so. But I just, I really like this, like, newest guy, the youngest guy.
Yeah.
He's, like, 12 years younger than me, but, there's something. So I feel good about him.
Yeah? So is there a problem with you calling him?
Well, yes. I have a harder time doing it.
Is it because of the old school ways you prefer the man to reach out to you?
I think so. And I don't want to be too aggressive.
All right. Okay. All right.
Let me jump in here.
Because he's the man. Benny's the man.
Yeah. Thank you, Pat, letting everybody know that. I think they figured it out. I really appreciate a woman with strong convictions and drive. I think it's very normal for today's standards. I think we don't live in the past, in the 60s and the 50s. Go for it. What do you got to lose?
Right.
Besides,
Sue, what do the angels say?
Yeah, right?
Well, the angels say this is a good one, and she shouldn't let him go. So I'd say go for it.
Yay!
Oh, great.
And she's very excited. You're very excited about this one, not so much the others. So I would say give him a call.
But don't assume anything.
Right.
Make sure you find out if this guy is interested in you. And if not, go like this. Next.
Well, because she's got plenty to choose.
I'm telling you.
On the other side.
You know what I'm saying? Just make, you're in the driver's seat here.
Yep.
I'm pretty sure he's interested.
Oh, please call us back and let us know how this turns out.
Okay, I will.
Do you promise?
Okay.
Yes, but we're right behind you. We're right there with you. Okay, you bet. Thank you. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't that a great story?
Yeah, I think it'll work out. She needs to just go for it.
Do you think so? I think it's a little, I feel what she's saying, right? Sue, right? Can you feel what she's saying?
I think
it's a chick thing, Benny.
It's a chick thing.
You know, I don't know. I think so.
Well, I mean, some people want to go back to the traditional ways, or the man should always. It's like, no.
I don't think we're trained. I mean, I
don't think it's a matter of training. I think it's just what people. It's kind of built in.
But just pick up the phone, right? And
I see nothing wrong with that.
Say, oh, I wish we would have gotten his name. Pick up the phone and say, hey, you know what? I think you're pretty cool.
Yeah, once or twice is good, but 15 within a week, then we got some issues.
Then we got some issues.
I don't think you should go that many
times. Okay, where should we go now?
Let's go with Deb. She's calling in from Seattle. She has a question about employment, and she wants her angels. Deb, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Happy New Year, everyone.
Happy New Year. Have you gotten
Dr. Pat, I just love your show. I love your show. Love your show, Dr. Pat. And
thank you.
Thank you for taking my call.
Okay.
I was just going to ask which angels might be working with me in the opportunity to secure some employment. I've been searching for months.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to give you your personal angels and then the one for unemployment.
Whoa!
Employment. Okay, here we go.
Easy.
Easy on that.
All right.
Easy.
So your archangel is Uriel, U-R-I-E-L. That's Dr. Pat's archangel. And that's prosperity. So that's a very good sign. And then you have Bettina, B-E-T-T-I-N-A, which is an angel of creativity. And you have Timothy, which is an angel of good fortune. So you have two money angels. You're going to be fine. Your angel for careers is Corey. He's C-O-R-Y. That's the angel of career development.
Okay.
Okay, so what's your question? Let's see how we can help you with this employment situation. So you said you've been looking for a long time, right?
Yes, okay. I've been looking for quite a while, and but I feel like I'm on the precipice. I feel like I'm on the precipice,
good.
And I have to just know that I'm not on the edge of craziness. I have to just switch my mind and decide I'm on the edge of manifesting the next place to shine for God, basically.
I love this. I love what you just said. I was interviewing a woman last night whose book is called Making Miracles. And here's what she said, and this is really along with the angels too as well. You have to really stop and create a, you know, really visualize and dream. And dream that job. You know what I'm saying? A lot of times we don't dream the dream because we get in, how am I going to get it done? What, you know, all of those things. But can you take some time and create this dream? Even a daydream. I'm a daydreamer. I'm not a night dreamer. But create this dream about the job. You see what I'm saying?
I did that this morning before I got out of bed. I just said, and last night before I turned off the light, and I said, okay, I'm just going to lie here and I'm just going to visualize.
Dream.
Exactly what I'm looking for.
Dream.
And
keep doing it.
Seeing myself doing it.
All right.
Okay.
So the first part is to dream it. The second part is to let go of this idea that you're on the edge of craziness. And, you know, that's coming from somebody that actually lives on the edge of craziness. You know what I'm saying here?
Yeah.
You listen to the show, so you kind of have a sense of that.
Yes.
But yes. What I'm trying to say is living on the edge of craziness allows us to take a little risk. And I'm not using the term crazy in a negative way, but living on the edge of adventure, let's say. Because what you're doing is you're on the edge of an adventure right now. And so you want to be able to see that adventure beautifully, but you have to feel this in your heart, right?
Yes.
Okay. So if you start to implement that, then there's nothing for you to do. It will come to you.
I see.
And that's what the angels and the conversations are about. Are you seeking employment that you want, or are you seeking employment that you think you should take?
I'm seeking employment that I think I should take because I don't know where to find what I'm wanting.
Okay. That would be the third thing I would say for you to do. You have to either shift and take that thing, that employment that you're seeking that you think you should take, and flip it just temporarily. Just flip it around to that employment that you would love to have. Okay. Otherwise, if you're entering this market with I should take it, but your heart is not really drawing it near, you know, what happens is you neutralize it, right? It's like eating a piece of cake at night and the next morning thinking that yogurt is going to take care of that piece of cake you took, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what you have to do is just when you do that dream, you know, please just see if you can create that shift. Because, you know you're looking for something that you should take, but not necessarily that you desire. So see if you can meet yourself halfway, okay?
Okay, will do.
All right, and you know what? Make a miracle.
And a miracle is an ordinary experience.
Yep.
Held from a certain vibration.
That's it! That's it! You got it.
I'm believing.
You got it. Mm-hmm. So get rid of the should, because should is a low vibration.
Okay.
All right?
Okay, great.
I love that.
All right.
Let's take a short break, everybody. 1-800-930-2819. If you want to connect with Sue Storm, the Angel Lady, and if you want my 2 cents too, there you go. 1-800-930-2819, or get us on Instant Feedback when we come back. I'm going to go to the Instant Feedback board. Beth, I'll be right with you. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Real, profound, and inspiring conversations with two passionate Canadian women on a mission to spread and infuse the essence of gratitude around the world. Experience our Gratitude Living Boutique at explorationgratitude.com and express abundance in all areas of life using our 365 messages of gratitude, journal, mandala, and our origami box. Plant the seed of gratitude and watch it transform all that it touches. Are you ready to let gratitude emerge from your hearts? Visit explorationgratitude.com.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller, 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Did you know that the average woman will use up to 12,000 disposable pads and tampons in her lifetime? That's a lot of waste. Make the healthier choice for the planet and your body with Glad Rags washable cloth menstrual pads made with no plastics, adhesives, or gels. Glad Rags cloth pads are safe, simple, smart, period. For more information on how you can save the planet 1 month at a time, visit us at gladrags.com.
Are you at a crossroads? Feeling stuck? I'm Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. My gift is helping people who are in transition receive spirit-led guidance about their next steps. I offer private sessions via phone or Skype, intuitive development classes, and much more. Please visit my website, fogcitypsychic.com, to find out how I can help you move out of the fog.
If not today, one day you will need chiropractic care. Before you choose one, get a copy of this special report, 5 Keys to Selecting the Right Chiropractor, available free, and you can read it in about 6 minutes. Get the care you need, when you need it, from the right chiropractor. Visit wellnessone.net or call toll-free 866-499-7509. Go to wellnessone.net or call 866-499-7509. 499-7509.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. That's what I'm expecting, a miracle. Hey, Benny. Sue Storm, the Angel Lady's here.
She is.
I know. I love it. How about we go to one of my instant feedback?
Let's do it.
Yep, because Beth has been kind of hanging out here since 5 after the hour. Beth from Virginia. Hi, Beth.
Patience pays off.
Hi, Sue Storm, the Angel Lady.
Hi, Dr. Pat. How are you?
Awesome.
Good.
All right. So we have Beth sent us an instant message from Virginia. She said, what angels do you see around me? Will my relationship improve with my husband? What can I do to help this? Gratefully, Beth.
Okay. Angels around her. Archangel Michael, guidance and protection. She has Tarina, who's the angel of attraction and romance. So that'll help her with her husband, T-E-R-I-N-A. And the next angel is Eileen, E-I-L-E-E-N, who's the angel of happiness. So those two angels will help with the relationship. But this relationship is a two-way street. It seems like she's trying to really push it forward and make it work, and he's just kind of hanging in. So I'm not so sure how that will work. But if she wants to call me for a session, that would be great, and I could help her out.
What do you mean he's just trying to hang in? What does that mean? He's just kind of like nonchalant?
He's okay with the status quo. He's not interested in really pushing it forward.
Okay, that's good information to have. Now let's just make sure I got all the questions. And she says, what can I do to help this? Is there anything she can do?
Well, that's what I'm kind of wondering. The angel just came through and said, be the best that you can be. Sounds like the four agreements. And just keep moving forward, because whatever happens, at least you're working on yourself.
Okay. Beth, if you've got a follow-up question, just go ahead and shoot it right through. And then Margo from California, we will get to you in a minute. But Penny, you have a couple of people hanging on the line.
Yep, let's
hanging on the line.
Sure, let's take Selena calling in from Tacoma, has a relationship question along with some angels.
Wow, big relationship day on the show. That's because Brian was the bromance.
That's right.
That's what he just started.
It's
it
a
with
snowball
the bromance.
Effect right there. It's a
then
snowball
the womance. Yeah. Okay, Selena, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi.
I was just curious what angels are around or helping out, and just what things I need to do in order to help move forward with having a relationship.
Okay, good.
But well, let's start with your angels. Your archangel is Raphael, who's the angel of healing and compassion. And then you have Lorena, L-O-R-E-N-A, who's the angel of divine grace. And William, who's the angel of peace. There seems to be grace and peace within you. And the angels just tell me that you have a beautiful soul. So there's a compliment.
Oh.
And you have a specific relationship issue?
Yes. Well, my divorce will be final in March. And so in one way, I'm trying to keep a good relationship with my ex for our children. It doesn't seem to be working out so well. And then just in general, just for romance, I feel like I'm just doing work in school and I'm not connected with people. So I don't really have like a strong relationship. So
yes, I agree that the one that you're in is not working out too well, because the angels just moved my head no as you were talking about it. But talk to Tarina, the angel of attraction, and actually Joseph, the angel of joy, and ask them to help you. And then again, if you want to call me, we can talk more about it, and I can give you some specific remedies from my angel first aid book.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Okay,
I appreciate it.
Thank you, Selena. Thanks for calling into the show. Hey, we do have time for a couple of additional calls up to the hour. If you want to reach us, you can give us a shout at 1-800-930-2819. Mr. Benny, let's go to the phones.
Okay, Susan now is calling in from Seattle. She's going through some chronic arm pain. See if we can narrow it down. Maybe the angels can help us.
Yes, good morning, Dr. Pat and Sue, the angel lady.
Hello.
Hi. I have had chronic arm pain for many, many years, and I'm trying to figure out how to better communicate with which angels to help me in the process to either eradicate or improve my arm pain.
And what is the medical profession, or what has anyone else said to you? Because it feels like you've jumped over something someone has said.
Bilateral epicondylitis, so it's simply just chronic tendonitis in my arms, which...
Okay,
yeah.
I think there's a nutritional supplement of some sort or a tissue salt that would be beneficial for you. Check in that direction, or you can call me, and we can work on it later. But you want the names of your angels, too?
Sure, and how to connect with them, just what the process is to connect with them.
Okay. So you have Nancy, angel of productivity, and then you have Peter, angel of good health. Now, that's interesting, because that's what you're looking for. And Raphael, healing and compassion. And you talk to them just like you're asking a friend for some help, because they are your confidants, they are your friends. So just visit with them. Make requests before you go to bed at night. They don't sleep, so they can work on it all night. Just consider that you have a support team and you will have a group of friends around you. Okay?
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
Okay. I just wanted to say one other thing. It's not difficult to communicate with your angels. I mean, it's easy because they're right there. Just talk to them.
Okay, so this is something that we've been talking about for years, how mm-hmm. to communicate with the angels. And so it is easy. Let's go to the phones, Mr. B.
Sure. Actually, I don't know who's on the line. Brian's still working on that. Do you mind if we just wait for
instant feedback?
Let's do that first. Thank
All
you.
All right, Margot from California. Hi, Dr. Pat. I sent you an instant feedback earlier. Can I change my question? Hey, Margot, I didn't get your instant feedback, but you can change your question because I didn't get it. Here we go. Hi, Dr. Pat. I sent you an instant feedback. Can I change my question? Yeah, okay, here we go. When you are broke, how can you start creating the career you want? Sincerely, Margot. This is a great question because I know this because I was homeless. So I understand what it's like to be homeless at 17. But what do the angels say when you're broke? How can you start creating the career you want? Go, Sue. You start.
Basically, the question is, how do you get to the career you want? That's basically what it is, right?
No, it's when you're broke.
Yeah. Well, I don't understand broke. I mean, is that not having any money? Or?
Yeah, I think that's it.
I don't know. Yeah, I'm wondering why. Does it matter if you're broke and you're looking for a career or you're not? I don't know. I'm not quite there. So let's just talk about moving forward. So no matter what condition you're in when you start, Corey is the angel of career development. Timothy is the angel of good fortune. And Christopher is the angel of opportunity. So if you communicate with those angels, tell them what you want, be positive, they'll help you get in the right direction.
Okay. And when we come back, the same thing I said earlier applies. Create the dream. If you're dreaming about being broke, that's what you're going to get. And create the dream. And I know it's hard because I know what it's like to be broke. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
Place to go when I feel the loneliness inside my heart. You're the answer.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Real, profound, and inspiring conversations with two passionate Canadian women on a mission to spread and infuse the essence of gratitude around the world. Experience our Gratitude Living Boutique at explorationgratitude.com and express abundance in all areas of life using our 365 messages of gratitude, journal, mandala, and our origami box. Plant the seed of gratitude and watch it transform all that it touches. Are you ready to let gratitude emerge from your hearts? Visit explorationgratitude.com.
Do you hear voices? Do you see and know? Are you fascinated by the discussions about spirituality? Are you trying to connect with your own true self, your inner calling, and your transformation, but need some assistance on your path? Meet Natalie, spiritual teacher and guide, happy to empower you to truly get to know, be, and love yourself so you can experience true happiness and freedom. Contact Natalie at natalie@healingisis.com or Facebook Natalie.
I was dealing with anxiety and depression, and nothing seemed to help me. Then I started to work with Dr. Schaub's Breakthrough Program. In just a few sessions, he helped me to finally understand and heal the deeper root cause of my challenges. As a result, I feel more centered and confident than ever before. And now I have the tools which will continue to support me throughout my life's journey. Dr. Schaub's approach has changed my life.
Hello, I'm Dr. Friedman Schaub, and I work with people across the globe to help them break through anxiety and depression and access their true potential. If you are ready to bring back confidence, joy, and meaning in your life, call us to schedule a free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit our website at cellularwisdom.com. That's cellularwisdom.com.
Everybody, welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. For more information about us, go ahead and give us a shout at www.thedrpatshow.com or transformationtalkradio.com. For those of you that are asking about Sue London's show today, yes, she is having a numerologist on it. And yes, this is the same 800 number that works later on today for your numerology reading. So go ahead and whatever that number is, we keep the same old number. Now, we've got Sue Storm, the Angel Lady. So what I want to say is we've got two callers. We'll make sure we get those callers in. Sue, before we jump to the phones, let's give out some more information about you.
Oh, sure. My website is theangellady.net. That's www.theangellady.net. My 800 number, and that's for books, consultations. And by the way, the book is called Angel First Aid, Remedies for Life, Love, and Prosperity. That is 800-323-1790. 800-323-1790. And what else would you like me to say?
It's a wrap.
Okay.
Yeah. What are your lucky numbers for the lotto? That'd be my guess.
Oh, that'd be good.
Oh, okay. I can't ask that one. That's okay. Yeah. Let's take Kathleen. She's calling in from Auburn, Washington. Kathleen, welcome to the show. What's your question?
Hi, Kathleen. Welcome.
Hi. Thank you.
How can we help you today?
Oh, I just wanted to find out. I'm feeling my heart is really heavy and really sad recently, and I was just trying to find out why and what's okay. going on and what I can do to turn it around.
Mm.
Is there anything specific that you know is going on, or do you just get a feeling from the atmosphere or from around you?
No, it mostly resolves around my kids, and my teenage daughter is struggling a lot, and so I need a little reassurance that things are going down the right path or a change maybe needs to occur.
Okay. Well, it's going to be some time, I hear, before things change. But what you can do is you can talk to, let's see, one of her angels is Robert, the angel of balance. And maybe he can balance her out, make her more stable, and that'll help you. Okay?
Okay. That sounds great.
And
okay.
your angels Thanks. Are Michael, Guidance and Protection, Tara, T-A-R-A, Angel of Love, and Serena, Angel of Nurturing, S-E-R-E-N-A. And also, if you want more information, you can call me for a session, and we can really get into the situation, and I give you some ideas on what to do to change things.
Fabulous. Thank you so much.
Okay, Thank you, great. Kathleen. Thanks for calling in. Okay. We have time for one or two more, maybe one.
Let's go with just one for right now. Yeah, we can maybe sneak in two. Deb, it's another Deb from Seattle, and doesn't know anything about the angels. Well, let's introduce them to Deb.
Okay. Deb. Hey, Deb, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Sure. So let's start out by giving you your angels first. How does that sound?
Great. Okay. Your first angel is Lucian, L-U-C-I-A-N, so he's the angel of resources. He works with prosperity, wealth, and joy. Can't beat that one. And then your archangel is Michael, guidance and protection. And you also have Caroline. She comes up a lot, but not on this show. Caroline is the angel of positive thinking. And they tell me you're very positive, and you know how to bring other people up, and that's a good trait of yours.
So, Deb, tell me what question you have.
Well, I wanted to know my angels and if they could give me some direction. I have a busy life.
Okay.
And, you know, I have a lot of kids, but I feel like I need to do something for myself. I don't want to not be a mom, of course, but how do I balance this, and is there a direction I can go to fulfill whatever my calling is supposed to be?
Okay. A lot of little things. So, but the most important thing is for you to literally take time for yourself. And I heard the word spa. If there's a spa around there, you need a massage and you need a salt bath, and you need, you just need to take care of your body so that you can relax, because it feels like things are tightened up, and then your energy will flow better and you'll have more time to do all the things that you want to do. But also spend time on your spirituality. Get a copy of the Angel First Aid book, but spend time really working on your life's purpose and your spirituality.
Hey, Deb, I have a question for you.
Yes.
If you could do anything that you wanted to do right now, right? Don't think about how you're going to do it or whatever. But if you could pick three things that you wanted to do, anything that you would wanted to do, what would they be?
Three things. I'd like to travel.
Okay. To where? Like, to where?
Anywhere.
Okay. All right. Well, I mean, you know what I'm saying is, you want to travel to Port Townsend or...
International.
Okay. All right. That's what I'm saying. Okay. That's
Port Townsend can be for some. That's international.
With my schedule, right? Getting out of the zip code is travel. Okay. So that's one. What's number two?
I like to be a source of information for people.
Okay.
I don't know if I am, but I think that's one thing I feel good about, helping people.
Okay.
And,
so you want to help people. You want to provide them with some kind of information.
Right.
What would that information look like?
I think it would be physical, or to help with their health problems.
Okay. All right. Good, good, good. All right. Now, number three.
I can't remember where I'm going here, but just to also be...
What do you want? What do you want? What would you
want? I want to be a source of comfort and support for my kids and my family.
Beautiful. So these are the three things that I want you to really focus on. And not think about how I could do it or what's going to happen. Because we talked about making miracles earlier in the show. I actually did an interview last night, which is not available yet, but when it is, you should listen to that show. And that show was, a show I did with Lynn Woodland. And so one of the things that's very, very helpful about, figuring out what we want and having it manifest is getting to the idea of really being able to dream it and really dream it and not be obstructed by what you think you can't have. So what if your children were not, quote, in the way of your dream, but were part of it, see?
Right.
What if
right.
you can integrate rather than balance? What if you can harmonize rather than balance, you see? See, balance is a really tricky word for people like you and me, because balance doesn't really happen when we're doing things that take up most of our time. If 80% of our time is doing a thing, then what can we do to add something in the mix that gives us harmony? You see?
Right. Mm-hmm.
So take some time to visualize this and create, really get clear. I want to travel. I want to travel internationally. I want to travel and maybe talk to people and share information. So maybe you get a speaking gig that you could pack up the entire family and take with you and go to Italy.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Okay. So get out of the box of I can't do it and get to the place of let me visualize and dream this. And then once you start to kick off that energy of creativity, you will see that there's not much for you to do.
To get to that point.
Yeah. Don't even worry about it. All you have is the present moment.
Right, right, right.
Exactly.
No, I like that. That's a good idea. Integrate.
Integrate. Balance is so tricky for me. I have never been able to live a balanced life. And what I realized, I almost killed myself trying. And it's all about harmony and integration. If you do what you love and you love your kids and you want to do that, they're part of your three-point plan. So integrate this.
Okay.
All right. Good.
I will try.
Thank you.
I'll try to manifest that.
You don't need to try. You know what I'm saying? You just need to just do it.
Okay.
You turn that over to spirit. It's like Sue Storm said, you know, beef up your spirituality, which says, okay, God, whatever you believe in, take this. I've done the hard work. I've done the creative work. Now you just put your little, your sneakers on, God, and you make this happen for me. Okay?
Okay.
Thank you. Sue, thank you for joining us here today, Miss Sue.
Oh, thank you. It was fun. I enjoyed it. We'll talk next month.
All right, everybody. Sue Storm, the Angel Lady. Check it out. Benny, great show. Brian, great show. Thank you all for calling into the show. We'll see you next time on the Dr. Pat Show.